Sometimes we see all those people that are number one, number two, number three in a sport or in a given field, but we forget a lot of times the people that are around for years doing it with their whole heart, but they never reach maybe the number one in a competition, but they improve a lot, but also they don't get recognized by other people. Like, what do you want to say to those people? Because we always forget about them. We always remember the people that are winners that we see on podcasts, interviews. But what about all those other people that are still good human beings?
That's interesting. You know, I personally, and I think maybe that's why I can do, I've always been a little bit where I would do things, and then, like, I'm from a private family. They are not like me. Yeah. And to them, it would look like, why would you do that when people can see you or watch you or judge you? Yeah. And the truth is, I don't care. Yeah. That's the thing. So, and I think that's really, really important. Like, we live our lives. And a good point yesterday, actually, we were in the changing rooms, and I do these monthly challenges, right? Yeah. So I'm in one corner doing this month we're doing cartwheels. Yeah. I'm doing 100 cartwheels a day, which is, so every month I'm cursing myself because 100 cartwheels is actually a lot.
Yeah.
And then Dima, that you know as well, who is, you know, leading and coaches the fight team at Systems, and he's doing his own challenge. So he's doing push-ups and squats in one area, and this other guy comes in who's a coach, and he's like, what are you guys doing? And we're like, well, we're doing our own thing. It's like, you're that guy, because Dima was really hot, so he's taking his shirt off and he's working out. And he goes, you're being that guy right now, you know, the one that everyone is watching. And Dima made a good comment. It's a saying that's really true. It's saying, people's eyes have never gotten me far in life. And that's very, very true. Like, you can go, oh, I shouldn't do my squats and my sit-ups right now because there's people watching me. Yeah. Who cares? Let them watch. Let them think that you're an idiot. Let them think that you're crazy. Let them think that you're doing it to show off. You're that person. Yeah. But if you're doing it for yourself, if you're doing it for them, then you're doing it for the wrong reason. But if you're doing it for yourself and there happens to be people around, who cares? Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Let them judge. Let them sit at home in the sofas eating chips and judge you.
Yeah.
And it's like the same thing with fighting. When I've been asked this many, many times, aren't you scared? What if you get knocked out? Like, isn't it embarrassing to get knocked out in front of like a lot of people and they see you? No. Yeah. I went in there. I trained as hard as I could. I did my very best. And I happened to get knocked out. It was me and one more person inside of that cage or that ring. And all the thousands or millions of people that are watching, their comments, their opinion, them trying to ridicule you, it doesn't mean anything. Yeah. Look at Donald Cerrone, for example, Cowboy Cerrone, who's a warrior. Yeah. He's got more fight bonuses. He's made a little more money because of it than a lot of other UFC fighters. Never held the title. Been so close. So close. Kenny Florian, who's a good friend of mine, who fought for three titles. Yeah. Sean Sharkey, BJ Penn, and Jose Aldo.
Yeah.
Didn't win on any of them. Is he a loser? No, he's not a loser. It just, there was one other person, one more man that was better than him. But he's still the second best in the world. Like, we got to forget being the first always. Like, you're second best out of how many billions of people do we have on the earth right now?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think it's changing the angle of the view of the whole thing, where you're right, there's a lot of people that will never become the champion, yeah, right, in whatever sport. But does it matter? That person, you shouldn't be upset with that person. That person is amazing, but you should admire that person, especially if it's in your own sport and you know, I know how hard I worked.
Yeah.
Imagine how hard that person has worked.
Yeah.
And so it's important to remember that in the end of the day, people's admiration or, you know, the way they view you matters a lot less than the way you view yourself.
Mm.
You can be your own champion, you know, and that's truly, in the end of the day, you can be the best in the world and not be happy.
Yeah.
Then it doesn't matter anyways, right?